Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. Steve here with the starting 11 prediction show ahead of Liverpool's fifth round FA Cup tie against Norwich City on Wednesday afternoon. Less than 24 hours have passed that time recording since Liverpool became the 9 times League Cup winners, but we are already on to the next game. Such is how things work. If you're watching this live on Twitter now, please do click the link in the tweet and come and join us on YouTube. All you guys watching on YouTube, get in the live chat now. Tell me what teams you would like to see Jürgen pick, what teams you think Jürgen will pick as well. They're two different things, by the way. As I always try and say when I do this show, this is what I think Jürgen will do, not what I would do. Right then, let's get to it. My general consensus is there will be quite a few changes, but it's going to be a strongish Liverpool side. I've tried to leave out, well, I think, I'm spoiler, anyone who played 120 minutes isn't in my 11. Some lads who started in Cardiff, who started at Wembley against Chelsea will be in this team, and some guys who came off the bench as well. But for the most part, I've tried to give not start anyone who played the full 120, because I think that's what Jürgen will do. Kevin Kelleher then starts in goal, Liverpool's Cup goalkeeper hero, for maybe slightly different reasons than we all expected at the weekend. But yeah, Kevin Kelleher, penalty taker extraordinaire, in goal for Liverpool, Liverpool's Cup goal. He started both games in this competition so far. So yeah, Kevin Kelleher is in goal for me. At left back, Kostas Tsimikas, referenced earlier with Andy Robertson playing the full game at Wembley. So I'd be shocked if he had asked to go again. We will go with Ibu Konate. Again, comes on for extra time. And actually scores his penalty. Actually has a very good game up against Romelu Lukaku. I'm gonna ask him to play over on that left-hand side, though. A little slight change of role than what he played the other day when he replaced Joel Matip. I have got Joe Gomez partnering him. I reference Joel Matip didn't play the 120, but I think there's a reason Joel goes off after 90, and I just don't know if he'll be prepared to... Jürgen will be prepared to risk him, because I think he'll be having his eyes on getting Joel ready for the West Ham game. Oh, yeah. A few people in the chat have said no one who played 120 will be in my team. I meant outfield players. Yeah, fair play to all you guys. First person, it was Dom who's called me out on that one, and Julius as well. Yeah, shout outs. I meant outfield players, but yeah, fair play to you guys. No outfield players who play 120. Hence why James Milner is my right back for this one. He might not love playing there. I actually thought he played pretty well in midfield when he came on for the other day, but yeah, yeah, I'm going to go for James Milner at right back. So, in fact, you know what? 1, 2, 3 of these did feature at Wembley for the League Cup final. One of them for the 120 minutes, like you guys just said. Konate and Milner both had great games. On Red Men Plus earlier today, I had the pleasure of having Sam and Dan, both of whom went to Wembley for that League Cup final as well, to speak with me for the Final Word show. If you've never watched Red Men TV's Red Men Plus content, you've never seen the Final Word or listened to it, I'm going to show you a clip of that now to show you exactly what that is all about. 119th minute then, Chelsea. Thomas Tuchel decides he's making his change here. He's done this before. He's done it in the Super Cup and it works. Kepa's saved 4 penalties in shootouts this season already. He was always going to do it. He doesn't regret it. He says that on the telly. I mean, of the substitute decisions that have ever been made in world football, in going back retrospectively, that's like one of the worst of all time. It's Stevie Gerrard coming on against Man United and getting himself sent off in 30 seconds. Keith Gillespie coming on and starting a mass brawl after 20 seconds. You can add Kepa reasonable argus coming on and missing 11 penalties and then putting one on the moon. Like that's what's happened here. I get it. As I said this to Errol, I'll put to you guys now. My thought was, it's a pre-planned thing, I understand it, but
in that moment, I would want my managers to get a feel for the game. And Mendy literally is 6 foot, 8 foot tall anyway.
He
must be feeling 10 foot tall because he's having such a good game. I don't know. Listen, Thomas Tuchel, we might second guess him, but I'm thinking the reading of the game, I'm thinking I probably would leave him on there. So
it was definitely I think he's just tried to grab a mental edge. Like, oh, like,
it's a stats thing, he says.
But what I'd say is that we were saying on the way home last night, neither goalkeeper looked imposing in the goal.
No.
When you've got Mendy and Alisson looking at you, like, for different reasons, Mendy's just come off the back of AFCON. He didn't have a great penalty record before that. Alisson's, you know, won all the accolades.
He hasn't got a great penalty record.
No, he hasn't. I think he might...
He saved from Jorginho recently.
A bit better recently than. But, like... I just feel like those two in goal, just big lads, great goalkeepers, recent decent penalty records. Like, you're just thinking, oh, that's going to get in the player's head. But Kelleher, you know, he's a quiet lad, sort of just coming into a sort of professional
career. He didn't look big in the goal.
Kepa's gone backwards from where he was, and he's not a big lad. Well, he's like thin, isn't he?
Hey everyone, Mates here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com. Sign up and join us on Redmen Plus.
Yeah, so each and every morning after every Liverpool game, maybe Monday morning if we play on a Saturday, we will stream the final word show on our subscription service, Redmen Plus. Head on over to theredmentv.com now. That show is available both in video and podcast forms as well. That was Sam, me and Dan having a big old laugh about the substitution of Kepa, who comes on, doesn't get anywhere near a penalty and then kicks his own penalty into the River Thames. So that's, again, head on over to RedmenTV.com, check out Redmen Plus. I promise you, never been a better time to get involved. Right then, as we crack on, as Lucas says there, I was going to give Tyler Morton a nod here, and maybe there's talk that he's injured. Jürgen references after the final. So I've gone for Jordan Henderson as the number six. Plays, what, 80 minutes or so at Wembley? So not, it doesn't play the full game, doesn't play extra time. So with me having Milner down there at right back, I've therefore got Jordan Henderson playing in central midfield in the number six role. Definitely giving Fabinho the night off, or the day off rather. On the left of the midfield three rather, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, probably a bit disappointed not to come on in the final. Harvey Elliott got the nod ahead of him when Jürgen went to his bench, so Ox is fresh. So I'd be absolutely shocked if Oxlade-Chamberlain doesn't start this one. Alongside, mentioned Harvey Elliott before, let's see, I'll stand over here. So I've got Harvey Elliott playing on the right of Liverpool's midfield three here. Again, he does play, what, 40 minutes or so? He comes on with 10 minutes to go, plays all of extra time as well. But I've gone for Harvey Elliott. It could well be Curtis Jones. I did consider putting Curtis Jones in there as well. He will be on my bench, spoiler alert. But Anthony says, I can't see Hendo, particularly with no Thiago for the weekend, if he's injured yet. Yeah, maybe, but then who else really? Who's going to play six? I suppose what you could do is maybe put young Conor Bradley at right back, play James Milner in there. But I think I'm going to go for Hendo there. And then obviously with the West Ham game, Fabinho will slot back into his place. Yeah, a few people mentioned there Curtis as well. Curtis will be on my bench. So he won't be in my team. Spoiler for that one. I've gone for Jota on the left. Again, only plays a small part at Wembley, what, 40 minutes or so, come back from his ankle injury. Worth bearing in mind, Liverpool have got five subs to make in the FA Cup as well this season. We have a bench of nine, but five of them can come on. So yeah, a lot of people there saying Curtis, but I promise you, Curtis is on my bench. I know a lot of you saying definitely starting. And he definitely could. I imagine if he did, it would be in place of Harvey Elliott, but not for me. Curtis isn't getting on my team. Up front, our Lord and Saviour, Divock Origi. Start centre fireworks from him, with Taki Minamino playing over on the right-hand side. None of the front three who started against Chelsea in the final are in my starting 11 for now. Go to the comment section before I get to my subs then. Loads of USA and Jones starting with Oxlade-Chamberlain playing right wing. Certainly could happen. I've got a feeling he'll want Taki. Taki scored against Norwich twice earlier this season. Divock Origi's played against Norwich, scored against them. Actually played well when he came off the bench in the league game as well. Yeah, just Emma says Jota plays at least 30 minutes for me, and shouts for Cade Gordon as well. It's all there. I think he'll want to get some minutes into Jota. I don't think he'll want him to play the full game. But like I say, the five sub things really does help. Even if he gives him 45 minutes and then changes him over midway through the game or again at half time, perhaps that is there.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
VIP Ness, is it? Oh, have I said penis on the internet? I might have penis on it. It's fine. It says, Taki on the left, Jota, who won't start. I nearly said it. I think I might have got away with that one there. Right then, the bench for me. I've got Alisson, but it could be Adrian. It was Adrian for the Cardiff game, wasn't it? But I've gone for Alisson for now. I have got Connor Bradley as my backup fullback option. I've got Virgil van Dijk on the bench. Hopefully he won't have to come on, but centre-half options, I think he's going to completely rest Joel Matip and put Virgil if need. Hopefully, like I say, he won't be needed to be brought on. I've got Naby Keita. I've got Curtis Jones, who I referenced earlier. I've got Sadio Mane, who comes off. Fumans have come off at the weekend, but again, another one who didn't play the full 90. So there's me six. Seventh, Andy Robertson. Me eighth, Mo Salah. And my ninth is Luis Diaz. Again, that is a very strong bench. Kate Gordon certainly an option. I've got a feeling Jürgen's going to go quite strong. Listen, these lads are used to playing weekend, midweek, and then weekend. And they're in the rhythm of it. I guess he won't want to bring on Salah. He won't want to bring on Robertson because they both had to play the full game as well. He won't want to bring on Virgil, but I think he'll have them there just in case of break glass options. Luis Diaz comes off very early into the extra time period. Keita doesn't last a 90. Mane doesn't last a 90 as well. So that's where I'm going for my team. Like I say, head to the comments section below now. Nick says he thinks Hendo should rest for West Ham. We've got Vaza Flowers this game. Says Hendo's needs that number six role here because of no Fabinho. That's the reason I've got as well. Will Firmino be available for West Ham? Don't know yet. We're still waiting on word of where he's at. We've got, again, Bjorn is just shouting out for Curtis Jones. Yeah, again, there's a lot of Curtis love. I would not be shocked if Curtis plays. I'd be quite happy if he does, actually, to be honest. Wouldn't shock me. But I've got a feeling it looks like Harvey's above him in the pecking order, and it looks like Ox must be above him because both of those were on the bench ahead of Curtis for the final, so maybe that's my justification here. Again, I don't think Jürgen's going to just toss this game off. I think he's got his eyes on winning this competition. It's a changed team, like I say. Outfield players, no one who plays 120 is in my 11, but these lads should be used to playing Sunday, midweek, and then again at the weekend, so I think that is the team that Jürgen's going to select. Like I say, if you're not watching this live, please do use the comments section below and tell me what you think Jürgen will do and what you think he should do as well. I've got to ask you, any news on how bad Thiago's injury is? The latest on Thiago is that he's gone for an MRI scan with a hamstring issue. So I'm guessing he's out for a couple of weeks, maybe. Hopefully that's all. But there's no chance he plays this one. He's probably out for the West Ham game and then Liverpool will reassess. But again, who knows where we're at with that one. Right then. That is my Liverpool 11. The 11 that I think Jürgen's going to pick anyway for this game against Norwich City. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel now, if you go back through the scroll of the of our YouTube page, you'll see we've already done the build-up for this show as well. I was in the studio with Ross and with Dan Club for this one. And like I mentioned before about the streaming service Red Men Plus, you've got tons and tons of content. Now Liverpool are the 9 times League Cup winners. We've got tons of League Cup content on there for you to go and enjoy. In conversation with Stuart Downing, our exclusive 5-part podcast series, Liverpool the League Cup Story. We might have to do a new one of those very, very soon to add on trophy number 9. We've got the 2001 League Cup final, our first ever silverware stories, that is there as well. We've got absolutely tons, and like I say before, the final word and the instant match reaction from that amazing final as well. So do head on over to the redmentv.com. Join up as Red Men Plus, I promise you, you will not regret it. It is absolutely brilliant. My voice has gone. I've been a lot of talking over these last 24 hours with all of these shows and with Paul and Chris being down in London. So I'm going to head off now. Thanks very much for watching. Thanks for listening. And I'll be back soon with another one of these shows, potentially before the West Ham game, or I might tag out to Paul and Chris. We'll soon find out. We'll all find out together. Until then, I'll catch you all later. Ta-da.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.